There are signs that the stringent measures to tackle the coronavirus are starting to work. Figures in recent days show a fall in the growth rate of the outbreak. Nevertheless, there were a further 8 deaths yesterday and another 295 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 54 people have now lost their lives. We're going to talk next this morning to Professor Philip Nolan of NUI Maynooth. He's a member of the National Public Health Emergency Team and he forecasts where the disease might be headed next. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Before we look at your projections, because I know there's a huge amount of interest in them, can you explain your job for us?
So I'm glad you asked me to do that. You described me as the person that's monitoring this outbreak in Ireland. I'm chairing a team of now close to 50 people across the university sector who are monitoring the outbreak, modelling the outbreak, reviewing the international literature about how it might behave and helping us put together the best possible forecast that we can for the Public Health Emergency Team and the Chief Medical Officer.
So this is a job then that requires a considerable amount of brain power. Are you then responsible for the various curves that we've seen over the past couple of weeks?
Yes, indeed. But drawing on the work of that team, we're able to provide with, as you said, a very broad range of uncertainty, appropriate forecast to underpin the decisions made by the Public Health Emergency Team and the Chief Medical Officer.
What then can you tell us about what's been happening over the past number of days?
So I think you put it very well yourself. Looking at how the number of cases has been growing, if you think back to St. Patrick's Week, every day we were looking at a 33% increase in the number of cases. And for that reason, the numbers diagnosed with COVID-19 were growing very rapidly, growing exponentially. And if we look back over the most recent week, just an average over the last 5 days, we see that growth rate has fallen to around 15%. And that is a testament to how carefully the people have observed the advice and the restrictions applied by the state. But what we also know is that that will not be enough to contain the spread of the disease to manageable levels. So it's good news in the sense that the public health measures are clearly having an impact. But for the very reasons you outlined, people are still being diagnosed, people are still being hospitalized, and very sadly, and my condolences to their families, people are still dying. So we know that these measures need to have a greater impact if we're going to successfully contain the disease.
But just to be clear about this, because I know it's something that matters a great deal to people at the moment, it is now possible to say definitively that the measures that have been taken and the way people are now living their lives, that this is working?
Yeah, number one, it's had a very big impact, perhaps larger than we would have expected. So yes, they're working. Secondly, we don't yet know what the impact of the measures taken last Friday will be. It takes 7 to 14 days for any given measure to have its full effect. So what we're seeing up to now is the response to the early measures, closing schools, closing universities, asking people to restrict their movements and work from home. It won't be until well into next week before we can see the full impact of the measures taken last Friday. And then we'll know whether we've done enough to contain and suppress this disease. And then we will know with much greater levels of certainty than we currently have what we should do next.
When is the virus likely to be at its peak?
We genuinely do not know. The objective here is to slow, in fact, the objective is to suppress the spread of the virus or to slow the spread of the virus so much that the peak occurs very, very late and is very, very low. So, frankly, presuming that we succeed in doing what we need to do, which is to really slow the spread of the virus, we will be living with this virus for quite some period of time. And we'll have to learn to adapt how we live and how we operate to the fact that the virus is there at low levels within our community.
And when you say quite some period of time, I mean, might we be talking about months of restrictions, or might the restrictions gradually be eased?
Well, again, that's not quite a matter for me to say. That's the decision for government based on the advice of the chief medical officer. What we'll know, that we'll be much clearer on that by the end of next week. It's not unusual for countries to vary their public health control measures on the basis of the evidence that, as it emerges. And also, this is a new disease. It didn't exist last November. So how the disease behaves over the course of the next several months is not yet clear to us. So we're going to have to see the effect of the measures that have been put in place to date, see if they're enough. If there are enough or more than enough, see how we might vary them, and then constantly adapt. This is a long, slow battle against a new disease. We'll have to adapt our measures over time to how the disease behaves in our community.
Professor Philip Nolan, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's